And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed, who snowed in with those dogs.
We are all fine. We survived the blizzard of 2015 and all is good. It wasn't as bad in New York City, only 6 inches. There were 11 inches out in at LaGuardia Airport, but not so bad.
And the dogs
really
are fine, huh?
They're fine. We're all fine.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. My show is preempted by storm coverage, so I get to stay home today. So that's good.
Good for you.
And the dogs have on snow chains for real?
I'm not even going into that. Let's talk about my wonderful guest for today. Tom, you know, every year, so many of us decide that our number one New Year's resolution is going to be to lose that weight. But usually by February 1st, if not sooner, many of us have given up. It is something Good Morning America correspondent Mara Schiavacampo can relate to. She tried, Tom, for years to drop those extra unhealthy pounds. But finally, something changed. And now, Tom, she is 90 pounds lighter.
Wow. Wow.
She details it all in her new book, Thin-spired. And Mara joins us this morning. Good morning, Mara.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. First off, congratulations on reaching your weight loss goal and on this book.
Thank you. Now, it's an exciting time.
It really, really is. And she's been everywhere, Tom, talking about this book, even on The View and everywhere. Now, Mara, before we talk about how you did it, because I want to give those details out, let's go back to the earlier years. How did being overweight impact your childhood?
You know, I had a family member who was very concerned about my weight when I was little, and I was a little bit overweight. It wasn't, when I look back at pictures, it wasn't anything that as a mother I would have found terribly alarming, but this family member took special interest in my weight. And so I was forced to diet for all of my childhood. I had weekly weigh-ins where if I gained weight, I was punished, and I wasn't beaten or anything, but I would have allowance taken away, or maybe I'd have extra chores tacked on. And if I lost weight, I would be rewarded, and often that reward was food. So it set up a very perverse relationship with food for me that lasted throughout adulthood. And as I grew up, I started to turn to food for comfort, always eating in secret, always eating in private, because I had a very deep sense of shame about my weight and about my relationship with food. That led to a terrible eating disorder in my early 20s, a really deep depression. It was a very dark time for me. And then even when things weren't so extreme, I just had a lifelong struggle with weight and a terrible relationship with food. And it has just always been my pain and my shame.
Now, Mara, I want to talk about the eating disorder for a moment, because I think a lot of women struggle with that. What eating disorder did you develop, and how did you overcome that?
Yeah, I had what has been classified as binge eating disorder, and I didn't know that it was an eating disorder, which was part of the reason that it was so hard for me to battle it, because I kept saying to myself, please stop, please stop, please stop, and I had no control. For about a 2-year period, I would have these binge eating episodes multiple times a week where I would literally wander the city streets like a zombie, eating for hours. I would go to the corner store and get a candy bar. I would go to the ice cream store and get an ice cream. I'd go to Burger King and get a meal. I'd go to the pizza store. I mean, eating until my stomach felt like it was going to burst. Then I would go home and take a break and then go back out and keep getting food.
Would you purge?
No, I would not. So it did not cross over into bulimia, but it is what is technically defined as binge eating disorder. Mm-hmm. This intense distress over a lack of control and these really severe binge episodes.
So you're like an addict.
Exactly. It was just like that. I was wandering around day after
day looking for a fix.
And
when you didn't get the food, you were grumpy and miserable?
Absolutely.
Like an addict?
Absolutely. It was a very, very similar experience. Now, I've never been addicted to anything other than food, so it's hard for me to compare it to a drug addiction. But in my experience, it is extremely similar in that if I tried to control it, but I couldn't control it. I had no control over it. And food, is unlike drugs, is easily accessible and cheap. And so it was very easy for me to get my fix. And every day I would tell myself, not today. And every day the beast would say, just one. And they would always win the argument. And that would always start me into a spiral. And that lasted for a period of a few years, and it was terrible for me. When I am asked often what got me out of that, you know, it's hard for me to say other than but for the grace of God. Slowly, that urge to binge started to get weaker and weaker. Optimism started to creep into my life, and I started to get better. But it was a very serious, dark time for me.
So there was no aha moment. There was no highest weight, lowest moment.
Well, not with the eating disorder specifically.
Not with the eating disorder. That came later.
What she's talking about here. year, but there was an aha moment with the weight loss. And tell us about that, because I know, Mara, it's something that you really worked on for years, but you had this moment where you finally said, I'm going to do it. What
Absolutely.
Was that?
Yeah, so after that eating disorder, I mean, I gained a tremendous amount of weight. So I was 50 pounds overweight, and I just kind of accepted it. You know, it was like, I'm tired of self-loathing. I'm going to love myself. This is where I am. Then I got pregnant with my daughter 3 years ago, and after my pregnancy, I had gained 40 pounds, so I was now 90 pounds overweight. And I said to myself, I am not going to stay here. I didn't feel bad about myself. I wasn't depressed. I wasn't down. I was determined. And so that was my moment, that I am going to figure this out. I'm not giving myself any outs until I figure it out. I'm going to find what works. And that is how I figured out a formula that worked, because I was not going to give up. When things didn't work, I would try something new and try something new. And I found something that changed everything for me.
What was
it? Now, what was it? Because there's so many options out there for exercise, for diet, for how you should eat. What worked for you, Mara?
You know, it's I love that, and I can't forget who it was that asked me that question, but one of you just asked me, was it like an addiction? And here's what changed for me, is that I realized that food for me, certain foods were my drug, and that I had to eliminate them completely. There is this belief that we're told over and over again that you can have everything in moderation, and I tried to live my life that way, and I failed miserably. What I realized is that with certain foods, I couldn't eat them in moderation any more than an alcoholic could drink in moderation.
Wow.
That they had to go completely.
So
they had to die completely cold
turkey.
Don't
say cold turkey, Sybil. Don't say
cold turkey.
Luckily, turkey is not one of my drug foods. So
you did a cleanse?
What was your weak food?
So the foods I identified, and being really honest with yourself is important, were flour, dairy, candy, and wine.
How about air?
Air is all good. I have no problems with air. Wow. Once I made that list, I committed to a 40-day fast. And the reason I chose 40 days is because I wanted it to be a spiritual fast. And that's the amount of time that Jesus fasted in the desert. So I said to God, I'm going to abstain from my drugs for a period of 40 days. And I did. And I didn't touch one morsel. And it was excruciating.
What candy? What's your candy?
I'm a hard candy girl. So, you know, Starburst, any kind of jelly beans, all that stuff. Yeah. I love it.
So what did you eat during those 40 days?
You know, it's interesting because that's the question people say. They say, well, if you didn't eat that, what did you eat? So chicken, fish, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and that's pretty much it. Now, today I have incorporated a lot of healthy grains as well because I'm at my goal weight, so I need them. So I do a lot of oatmeal, brown rice, quinoa, things like that. But that is still all that I eat. That's a staple of my diet. I do drink. People ask me all the time, do you drink? Yes. I drink vodka. I drink gin. I drink liquor straight.
Atta
I don't do
girl.
Wine.
So no wine.
No
wine. No wine. Champagne.
Sitting there
no
reminiscing about candy.
What about the workout? What about the workout, Mara? Because it starts in the kitchen, losing weight. It definitely does. But what about the workout? What did you do?
Yeah, you know, this is the single biggest surprise for me, is that exercise played such a small role in my weight loss. I lost 50 pounds before I set foot in the gym. Now, I think that exercise is tremendously important. Today, I work out between 6 and 10 times a week. There are many days where I work out twice a day, and I do that because I love it, not because I want to fit into a smaller size of jeans. So that was important for me to recognize, that all those previous times I was trying to lose weight, I was
going to
the
gym. So now you're addicted to working out.
Maybe, but that's a good addiction. It's good for me. It's good for my body and soul.
Have you come to terms with the person that where it all started as a child and with yourself?
That's such a great question. You know, I believe everything I'm not makes me everything I am, and so I can't be angry about anything that's happened in my past. And anger is such a terrible, bitter medicine to take anyway. I don't want it. So I have let that go completely. That person, you know, still around, still with us. They've read the book, and you know, their response was a little disappointing, but I love them
nonetheless. Because they didn't recognize themselves.
They didn't. They kept justifying their behavior. Mm. So what are you going to do? I still love them.
Well, you can see Mara most mornings on Good Morning America.
You.
In fact, she's about to head. You're at work right now,
I'm at work now, yes. Juno ain't going to stop us.
No travel restrictions for you, huh?
No. We're all good.
The book is Thinspired, you guys, and it's a great inspirational story about Mara's journey to being 90 pounds lighter. Mara, congratulations on
everything.
I'm
doing it. Huh?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
Jay, do you take notes?
I'm doing it. 40 days, I'm not talking to Sybil.
Promises.
If only.